The king ordered the man to be brought before him, and threatened with angry words that, unless he could, before the morrow, point out the thief, he himself should be looked upon as guilty and executed. In vain he declared his innocence. He was dismissed with no better answer. In his trouble and fear, he went down into the courtyard and took thought how to help himself out of his trouble. Now, some ducks were sitting together quietly by a brook and taking their rest, and whilst they were making their feathers smooth with their bills, they were having a confidential conversation together. The servants stood by and listened. They were telling one another of all the places where they had been waddling about all the morning, and what good food they had found. And one said, in a pitiful tone, "Something lies heavy on my stomach. As I was eating in haste, I swallowed the ring which lay under the queen's window." The servant at once seized her by the neck, carried her to the kitchen, and said to the cook, "Here is a fine duck. Pray kill her." "Yes," said the cook, and weighed her in his hand. "She has spared no trouble to fatten herself, and has been waiting to be roasted long enough." So he cut off her head, and as she was being dressed for the spit, the queen's ring was found inside her. The servant could now easily prove his innocence, and the king, to make amends for the wrong, allowed him to ask a favour, and promised him the best place in the court that he could wish for.